Leading our news this morning, Andy Murray has become the first British man to win at Wimbledon in more than 75 years. It took the Scotsman just over 3 hours to defeat world number one Novak Djokovic in straight sets. The historic win has sparked celebrations across the country. Andy Murray says breaking Britain's Wimbledon drought was his toughest challenge ever. Air Crash Investigator has recovered the flight recorders from a South Korean plane that crashed at San Francisco Airport. They reveal the plane speed on approach was low and the pilots called for a go-around just seconds before the crash. Two people died and hundreds were injured when the plane came down short of the runway. The head of Asiana Airlines had earlier ruled out mechanical problems. Authorities say they expect to find many more bodies from a train explosion in Canada. Five people are confirmed dead, but dozens more are still missing. Fires are still burning after the runaway train carrying crude oil derailed and exploded in the centre of the town of Lac-Megantic. There are fears of more violence in Egypt as supporters and opponents of the country's ousted President Mohamed Morsi take to the streets yet again. Dozens of people were killed during clashes at the weekend. Egypt's new president says pro-reform leader Mohamed El Baradei is yet to be appointed interim prime minister, despite earlier reports that he'd been given the job.